Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Last time we said that some 3,500 years ago, God carried his people out of bondage in Egypt. What should have been a 10 to 11 day journey on foot turned into a 40 year journey by foot. Maybe you too have learned that forward motion is not always progress. Last time we discussed how we must know Christ and how we should write down goals to enjoy spiritual progress. A third step that can help us progress forward is to have an accountability partner. The writer of Hebrews reminds us to be careful and make sure our hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning us away from the living God. The writer continues to say that we must warn one another every day, while it is still today, so that none of us will be deceived. If we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. Proverbs 27:17 proclaims that as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Having an accountability partner helps you stay accountable before God. It also helps the accountability partner because as they hold you up, you also hold them up. Like iron sharpens iron, you each help sharpen and strengthen the other. To avoid forward motion with no progress, find a trustworthy accountability partner. The final point to help us have forward motion with progress. Live a life of gratitude. If we look at the account of the children of Israel, we see the absence of gratitude. God wonderfully supplies manna from heaven for food. One would think the people would be grateful for God's bountiful supply. What did the people do? They complained. We had the best to eat in Egypt, and it was free. Now our appetite is gone. There is nothing to see but this manna. We see the same scenario in the New Testament. In Luke 17, verses 11 through 19, Jesus heals 10 men with leprosy, but only one, a foreigner, returns to give gratitude to God. Jesus asked, "Did I not heal 10 men? Where are the other nine? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you whole." The emphasis is not on their healing, but that only one returned to thank God for what he had done. To avoid forward motion with no progress, live a life of gratitude. May we avoid 40 years of movement without progress. May we be a people of much positive movement and with even more constructive progress. May we move forward in the purposes he determined before we were born. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.